Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
By your command.
Bad feeling about this.
What does Fiji want with the tree?
To join with him.
Apparently it was not as big a surprise as we had hoped for.
Welcome back to Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Laverne,
the research assistant filling in for Moondog this week because Moondog's a little under the weather. And we're taking a look at the cunning room floor this week where we feature 70s sci-fi. Who's in that montage, Laverne?
That was a montage of Battlestar Galactica from TV, Star Wars, and Star Trek The Motion Picture.
Oh, so all three cheesy things. Well, I don't know. I can't say that for Star Wars because Moondog will get mad at me. But then again, he's not here, so I could say it. Battlestar Galactica was a cheesy ripoff of Star Wars because Star Wars, I mean, it blew the roof in the box office for that time.
It was the most amazing movie. And Battlestar Galactica was not the most amazing TV series
to
try to capitalize on that movie.
Really?
When I was in high school, I thought Battlestar Galactica was the best TV show I had ever seen.
Okay.
And then I sat down a couple of months ago and watched an episode of it on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Okay.
I can't believe I ever watched something that cheesy.
Oh, okay.
The acting is wooden. The props are wooden. And you can see the strings. I thought Starbuck was amazing.
But what happened?
Now I'm not so sure. Now I'm not so sure.
We're really focusing on Star Wars initially, starting off here. And there was an interesting selling point on this album from the Electric Moog Orchestra, was there not?
Yes, they're doing the main title from Star Wars, but they're not the original soundtrack.
That's probably a good thing. I don't think John Williams actually wants his name on this version. But then again, it's on this show. That's why we're playing it, right?
It's a cheesy copy.
Right here on Cheese Please.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Cheese. And cheese. And still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
From out there, somewhere. Apparently the future sounds a lot like the 70s, at least in Battlestar Galactica. That's the Space Angels. It's love, love, love. Starf Dude here, right here on Cheese Please, without Moondog, but we have a special guest host by the name of...
Laverne.
The research assistant who filled in at the last minute. Laverne, are you getting a little relaxed now?
I'm getting there.
Okay, I know you're a little uptight, a little hesitant, considering the fact that I locked you here in the pit. I'm sorry.
But you're going to let me out when the show's over, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to pay you a nice chunk of change to do this. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. I believe you have some information on where that song came from.
That last song is from the Battlestar Galactica.
Okay, the soundtrack, yeah.
And it comes from a scene that takes place on the insect planet.
Insects?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's from the movie, correct, okay.
And the singers had two sets of eyes and lips, and one pair of lips had a male voice, and the other set had a female voice. Starbuck had one of these brilliant ideas that he was going to manage the trio.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that now, okay.
But unfortunately, those damn Cylons stepped in.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Another one of those get-rich schemes goes down the tubes.
Yeah, well, Starbuck was always like that. That's why you liked him, right?
Well, that and the way he filled out the back end of his uniform pants.
This is a family show! Although I had the hots for Cassiopeia, but, you know, that's all I had to say about that. You know, I just... We didn't exactly watch it for the plot, now.
No.
And before that, of course, we had the Star Wars theme, Moog style, with Electric Moog Orchestra. And, well, we continue here with Star Wars, I believe. It's sort of a medley of Star Wars. Oh, sorry.
The research assistant in me has to step in here, Snark Dude. It's not Star Wars, it's Star Trek.
Oh.
Star Trek medley.
Well, that's why they...
Star Trek music.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, here's the Star Trek theme, Miko style. He was more famous for the Star Wars thing from 1977, but he also did other sci-fi, and this is Star Trek, right here on Cheese, Please. Miko Menudo and his Star Trek medley, his tribute to Star Trek here on Cheese Please. I believe he's selling real estate now, Laverne. Do you know anything about that?
Don't know a thing about real estate.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, do you know the fact that he actually is selling real estate or not?
Never even heard of Miko until just a few minutes ago.
Oh, man, you really get in the spirit of the show, aren't you?
I'm trying.
And, well, you know, coming up on the Celebrity Slip-Up is probably a guy who should never sing. And he's sort of singing about his wife, I suppose.
His former wife.
Oh, really? Well, you got to tell me more about that shortly, because I didn't know that. But right now, we'll be right back.